There are almost 4.3 million people in the country believed to be apostolic faith followers, with some of them widely viewed as members of the indigenous Wapostori, a distinct group of worshippers talented in weaving baskets and making pots, dishes and related utensils using scrap metal. At one stage, they were almost dominating all spheres of life in Zimbabwe as they took control of the black market between 2002 and 2009. They took advantage of the weak local currency, which was ditched in 2009 to become illegal money dealers, mostly in urban areas like Harare, Gweru, Kwekwe, Harare, Mutare, Bedbridge, and other towns and cities. Despite this great innovativeness, which quickly vanished into thin air soon after the introduction of multiple currencies 6 years ago, most of them have always strongly opposed to the taking of Western medicine. They have been relying mainly on God's Holy Spirit, water and intensely hot stones for healing various illnesses. But this has over the years taken its toll on newly born children and other members of the Vapostoli sect who have died of diseases like cholera, AIDS, measles, dysentery and others. For Vapostoli faith member Catherine Mumbure of Nyanga, this kind of life is unsustainable.
We want to secure our lives because most women are losing their lives, maybe through delivery. There is a high rate of deaths, especially to the young babies. So some have seen that it is better to visit the clinic or the hospitals, though it's against the doctrine of the church, but it is up to oneself to be in a position to know where he or she is coming from or where he or she is getting to in terms of being alive.
This is what the Minister of Health and Child Care has been trying to enforce over the years, and a breakthrough in the Manicaland regions in Nyanga, Chipinge and Mutasa districts is a giant leap towards enhancing modern health standards among the Vapostoli sect. Indications are that some male Vapostoli members are now referring their wives to hospitals and clinics for prenatal care services and deliveries, unlike in the past when there were large numbers of home deliveries, which resulted in high numbers of deaths among women and newly born kids. Thanks to a program introduced by the Minister of Health and Child Care and Plan Zimbabwe, known as Women and Their Children's Health or WATCH. Mutare District Nurse Margaret Goira told the Strategic Plan Zimbabwe meeting reviewing this program that the Vapostoli faith members who used to resist medical services are now willing to access Western medicine and send women to deliver babies at modern health facilities.
Increase, and we are saying Zipiripiri is performing very well, because in 2012, looking at 2011, 2012, there were zero deliveries at Zipiripiri. I'm going to post it. But issues, we now have the apostolic, the white garment coming to deliver to lady the mother's home and deliver everything. And that's a success story for us.
She said they are now recording an increase in the number of expecting mothers at local clinics and hospitals.
The apostolics, and we are accessing the to reach populations. The message that we got from Mutumwaka is to continue to educate the community. Yeah, I'm going to be okay, but continue to educate them. What happened to the clinic?
Angeline Kwasira, a senior nurse in Mutasa District, also noted that it is pleasing that members of this sect are visiting a pregnant mother's waiting shelter set up with the assistance of Plan Zimbabwe.
Training of rural village health workers, which was done, sponsored and funded by the WATCH program, increased their numbers, especially for the five sites. All the villages, we have got village health workers for the five sites. Waiting mother's homes have proved very useful strategy in reducing home delivery, especially for the rural health centers.
Plan Zimbabwe's chief clinical officer Stanislas Dawa told the WATCH program was set up in 2011 with a view of reducing home deliveries, which were claiming a large number of women giving birth and their babies.
Increased knowledge of basic maternal, neonatal and child health issues among women of childbearing age and their relevant male family members. And then objective number two under this program was also to increase representation and active participation of women in the management of local level MNCH services. And then objective number three was to increase the utilization of MNCH services by rural women and girls.
Following the launch of this program in 2011, Plan Zimbabwe, with funding from the Canadian Embassy and its partners, managed to train about 1,162 village health workers in an effort to promote good health practices in Manicaland province. The health workers were given mobile phones, bicycles, and medical kits for conducting their community activities. According to health officials, some local people and implementers of the health scheme, the program, which targeted Mutare, Mutasa, and Chipinge districts, is believed to be a big success. It has since been handed over to the government of Zimbabwe's Minister of Health and Child Care. Reporting for Studio 7 in Nyanga, this is Lweda Moyo.